Welcome to our White Waltham Church service. It's great to have you with us. Please have your Bibles ready and take part in what you feel you can as you watch this service along with us.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 43 to 49. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, we're going to talk about emotions. Emotions? But I'm British and you're a C of E vicar, Dave. Are you talking about the Christian faith? My faith? Should there be emotions? I know, but we're starting a series on experiencing God, and this may raise certain questions or concerns for you. I guess we've all had different experiences. Maybe we've seen different expressions of the Christian faith. You might even have felt like a second-class Christian from time to time because you've had no dramatic Christian experience. I certainly had that 1 year on a Christian camp. All around me, my peers all seemed to be on some strange emotional experience, which I just did not get. You may even think that growing as a Christian means moving on from emotional experience to calmer, more knowledge-based approach. But as we're living with the Almighty God in our lives through Jesus, we must expect this to have an impact on all of our lives, and that includes our emotions. This week, a bit of an introduction really, we're going to introduce the idea of emotions and then see how our faith life is entirely focused on Jesus. And it is how it is that as we meditate on him, as we meditate on the size and magnificence of who Jesus is and what he's done for us. When we do that, well, we experience more of God in our lives, which will affect our emotions. Well, emotions flow from the heart, flow from our hearts. In the Bible, the heart is not just a place of feelings, it's the place that directs our lives. It's the control center, it's who we are, it's our whole self. Maybe we understand it in sort of phrase, put your heart into it, like put your whole soul, your whole self into this. When Jesus talks about hearts in Luke 6, he talks about trees, fruit trees. He says a good tree produces good fruit, a bad tree produces bad fruit. And in the same way, our doings and our sayings and our feelings flow from our hearts. Good things come out of the good stored up in our hearts, or vice versa. You can tell what sort of tree it is by the fruit it produces. And you can tell what sort of heart we have by what comes out. In the Old Testament, in Proverbs, Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." All our life flows from our hearts, including our emotions, our inclinations, our attitudes. It's the difference between saying, "Oh, I think my wife is lovely," and having my heart drawn to her. It's the difference between thinking Marmite is a strange spread to either loving it or hating it. Our inclinations, our feelings can be strong, and they're important. You see, I might know lots about God, but what is important is whether my heart is drawn to him. Am I drawn to love him and value him as my God? Faith is a matter of the heart, and without right heart attitudes, we're in danger of an empty, dry, and external faith. I think this series will be very important because it came up in a number of conversations over the last few weeks. What does it mean to feel, to experience God in our lives? What our heart loves or what our heart hates, it expresses itself in our emotions. Our emotions become then a window on our heart. So think about, why am I so annoyed by that? Or so scared? Or so excited? Well, here's an equation. I love an equation. Have a look. It says something like the situation or the event times the heart value equals the feeling. Situation, event times the heart value equals the feeling. Now, here's how I need to think about it. Something happens and you think, oh, I'm annoyed. Now, am I annoyed just because that person was rude? Or am I over annoyed because that person was rude to me in front of an important friend? And I love my importance, my sense of dignity, and that high heart value is too high. So to work on controlling my over-annoyance in these situations, I actually need to work on my love of my self-importance. Or another way, why do I lack compassion for a Christian friend? My Christian friend is in trouble, but I just don't seem to care particularly strongly. Is it because their suffering is not as important to me as it should be? That heart value is very low. Or maybe I'm valuing other things like my comfort too highly. Do you see how it works? Situation times heart value shows us the feelings. It gives us the feelings that come out. Your emotions are a window on your heart. So the route to changing our emotions is to work on our heart. Get your heart right. Well, how? Well, actually, it's fairly simple. Look to Jesus. Now, the Christians in Colossae, the Colossian Christians, were told that they needed something extra to fully experience God. And we might sometimes think that too. Maybe known others to have this or that experience. Maybe think there must be something more to attaining Christian maturity. No. All you need is Jesus. Because Jesus is more than enough. So a bit of a theme sentence for our whole series is going to be, growing as a Christian means having a deeper experience of Christ based on a deeper understanding of Christ. Again, some might think, well, growing as a Christian means discovering new experiences or mysteries that only some might get. Or some might think growing as a Christian means acquiring new and advanced techniques or spiritual insights. No, we don't need any of these extras to move on to greater spiritual maturity and greater experiences. Jesus is more than enough. Growing as a Christian means having a deeper experience of Christ based on a deeper understanding of Christ. Let's hear our reading from Colossians and see where we get to.
The reading is taken from Colossians 1, verses 15 to 23. The supremacy of the Son of God. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything we might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behaviour. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present to you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, thank you for that reading. So we're there in Colossians 1. I hope you have these passages in front of you as we look at them together. Our overall title for today, Jesus is more than enough. Why is he more than enough? Well, first of all, because creation was made through Jesus and for Jesus. Verse 16 and 17 of Colossians 1. He, Jesus, is the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. All things were made by God. So if you imagine a line down the middle, I think you might have a picture, two halves. Everything that's made by God is on one side, and everything not made by God is on the other side. So there we are, neatly divided, everything that there ever is. Now Jesus is on this side. He is not made by God. In fact, by Jesus, all things are created. All of these, everything that we know, mountains and rivers and all these wonderful things around us and how who we are, all created by God, all created by Jesus. All things were created. And all created things were made for him. He is Lord of all creation, which starts to show just how disgusting and stupid it is when some of his created people turn away from him. He's the one who gives them meaning and purpose. And in Jesus, all things hold together. We don't have a faith in an absent landlord God. He's right here amongst us, sustaining and looking after his creation. Do we have that bigger picture of Jesus? Creation made through and for him. Jesus is more than enough. Jesus is more than enough. And a second reason is because the church is made through Jesus and for Jesus. You see that in verse 18, 19 and then onwards. Jesus is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy, he's supreme in this. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Jesus is the head of the church. The church belongs and depends on him like a body hanging off a head. There's no good existence for a body without a head. There's no good existence for us without Jesus. And the church is people reconciled to God. And that only happens through Jesus. Jesus made the church. His blood shed on the cross makes peace with God. His physical body dying reconciles us to God, to present us holy and without blemish in his sight, free from accusation, because all our past sins are washed away. It's a wonderful reminder of what we were thinking about in Romans after the last couple of months. Once we're alienated, enemies in our minds, thinking wrong, deliberately obscuring truth, now reconciled and justified, given a clean and perfect status. And for more on that, do watch and listen again to the two sermons on Romans 3, 21 to 31. It's wonderful stuff in that passage. God's whole plan of salvation gathering a people together back to him is in and through and for Jesus. Do we have that bigger picture of Jesus? Jesus is more than enough. So now we can start to see that one way of describing sin is about a wrong orientation of our hearts. We're living in God's world, a world made by and for Jesus. But we sin when we love what we should hate and hate what we should love. Or maybe even more subtly, we sin when we love some things too much and love some things too little. This is why our emotions can be out of kilter, can be fiery and all over the place, or they can be cold and dry. If you compare your emotional life, your reactions to the emotional life of Jesus written about in the Gospels, you'll see that our own emotions, they seem like sometimes like a muddy froth, sometimes too wild, sometimes too shallow, compared to the clear, gentle flow of Jesus. But we are cleaned and saved, as we've already been reminded, through the blood of Christ. And so, with God's help, we can start to love and desire the right things and feel rightly contentment, compassion, joy, peace, and every other emotion. We have a saved heart, but it is an ongoing work, shaping our hearts to enjoy God and each other more. Jesus is more than enough. Creation is made through him and for him. The church is made through him and for him. So finally, trust in him. Continue in your faith and not moving from the gospel hope. Verse 23, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard. We start our life as a Christian with the gospel, and we continue with the gospel, the good news of who Jesus is and what he has done for us. We just keep holding on to the promises of God in Jesus. And as we see Christ more, we see more of the image of God, verse 15, Christ, the image of God. We see more of the fullness of God, verse 19, the fullness of God in Jesus. And we experience God more. Imagine a beautiful sunset, and it's on this painting, a picture maybe, that you're looking at. Then you see the same sunset out the window, and you think, oh, that's even better. And then you go outside, and suddenly that sunset is all around you. It's the same kind of picture, reality, but the experience is so much more. As we see more of Jesus, experience God more. We do not need anything else to move on to greater spiritual maturity and experiences. There's no more knowledge that we need, no advanced insight or technique. There's not a mystery that only some can get. Just spend time with God. Whatever level of Bible understanding you have, spend time with God in his word, in the Bible. Ask me for help or turn to things that will help you. But God will show himself to us more. Show himself in his Son. Jesus is fully God. Jesus is more than enough. Trust him. Growing as a Christian means having a deeper experience of Christ based on a deeper understanding of Christ. Let me pray for us. Father God, we pray we would believe that Jesus is more than enough, that growing as a Christian means having a deeper experience of Christ based on a deeper understanding of Christ. Show us more of Jesus, Father. The purpose of the church and the Lord of everything, show us more of Jesus. Dwell in our hearts and minds and move us to feel rightly about you, our God, about ourselves and about each other. For the glory of Jesus and by the powerful working of the Spirit, we pray. Amen. To the praise.